Parliament is expected to amend the law which deals with the creation of district assemblies. This will empower the sector ministry to give birth to more municipal assemblies to fast-track economic and infrastructural development. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ufuso-Ampofu, justifies the amendment of the law in this interview with George Ankra.
What we are going to do is to amend the section of Act 462, which is the parent act which governs these operations of the district assemblies. And this act states that a municipality should be defined as a compact settlement for population of not less than 95,000 people. And so during the NDC time, we had about 5 municipalities, which were all created in conformity of the law. And these were Kofodia Municipal Assembly, Sinyani Municipal Assembly, Tetima Municipal Assembly, Kifkus Municipal Assembly, and I think Kemma Municipal Assembly. There were only 5 municipal assemblies before NDC left in 2001. But when MPP came, they created more municipalities, but in contravention of Act 462, because some of the municipalities like East Achim Municipality, which is Chibi, did not conform to the Act, because in the first place, it is not a compact settlement, and in the second place, it did not have a population of over 95,000. This and several other municipalities that were created were made up of cluster of communities instead of compact settlement with a huge population. So when we decided to raise some districts to municipalities, because if you look at a place like Kaswa, for instance, it has become a very compact settlement with a population of over 95,000. However, we realized that already the districts that the municipalities that were created in the MPP did not conform to Act 462. And so when we met the Parliamentary Select Committee in Kofodia recently, the decision was that if we go ahead to create in the way the MPP created, we'll still be infringing upon the law. So we decided that we'll amend that aspect of Act 462 and remove the clause or the sentence compact settlement. Once you remove that one, then it means the other municipalities that were created during the MPP era will then be conformed to the law. And then it will also pave the way for us to go ahead and create the new municipalities that we are going to lay before Parliament.
This Act 562, what does it stipulate?
What Act 462 simply says is that a municipality is defined as a compact settlement. When we say a compact settlement, then you are looking at area like Ashaman, which is a compact settlement with a population of over 95,000. You are looking at Kaswa, which is a compact settlement. You are looking at Medina, which we are creating as a municipality, which is a compact settlement with a population of over 95,000. So before we could go ahead and create, if we create it in accordance with the existing enactment, then of course what will happen is that most of the municipalities which were created under the MPP era will have to be declared null and void, and that will create a problem because they have been operating as municipalities for some time now, and to annul them will become a problem. So the way out was to rather amend the compact settlement aspect so that a cluster of communities which population goes beyond 95 could be raised to a municipal status from a district status.
Mr. Ampofu, I am aware that governments normally create new districts with the aim of fast-tracking development. What other reasons do you have for creating these new districts?
As you indicated, for ease of governance, because in some cases you have a situation where in the town area, for instance, where one side of a district will have to travel over a long distance and cross the water lake before they can do business with the district capital. In such a situation, if you have an opportunity, you have to create. So other factors that are economic viability, when the district has become big, the population has increased, and there is economically viable to create a district, you create a district.
Mr. Ufuso-Ampofu wonders why any politician would want to go to court to stop development in the rural communities.
For ease of administration, if you have a situation where in some part of the northern region, others have to travel over 140 kilometers to access basic services from the district capital, then of course you need to create a district so that governors will be brought to their doorsteps and also facilitate development at the area, you will realize that anywhere that you treat a district, between 5 to 10 years, when you go there, you will see a marked difference in terms of infrastructure development and all other developmental projects. So districts are created, as you indicated, to quote you, to fast track development and make sure that every part of the country experiences development. You know, there are certain key areas. Once you have a district capital, the district capital must be linked by a tied route to the regional capital. The district capital must be hooked to the national electricity grid. So once you have that district capital and these conditions are expected to prevail, then of course, once you send the electricity to that district capital, all adjoining communities in those areas will also benefit from the extension of the electricity.
Of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu talking to George Ankra.